Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates Engineers with regard to the Connector Trail and Pedestrian Bridge project. The services will be paid for through a grant, with the city acting as the flow-through agency for the funds. The agreement allows the city to begin the engineering and design phase of the $600,000 project, which will connect the Schulberg Recreation Area to a trail that will eventually connect to the T-Bone Trail connector head off of Highway 71 in the area known as the Valley. The pedestrian bridge will cross Troublesome Creek just to the west of the KJAN studios. The council also approved a nearly $2 million budget amendment for the current fiscal year. That's fiscal year 2015. City Administrator John Lund said that changes are not related to new spending or overspending. Rather, it's more about moving monies designated for the next fiscal year into the current fiscal year.
The budget amendment is something that we do at the end of every year. The state requires that we have a balanced budget, and since we work on a cash basis, which we should be, there are things that come up since we budget about 18 months in advance that we don't anticipate. Some stuff we put in there is padding, like the 2015 capital improvement projects. We just moved a bunch of that money up to June, just in case we start getting bills for the streets. Other stuff the council's been aware of, like the yard waste site cameras, the Christmas garland, the demolition of 611 Lynn, that one, well, we all know that was a expensive project.
And the council approved Mayor Dave Jones's decision to appoint Dick Cassidy to the 5th Ward Council seat, effective June the 4th, to fill the remainder of a term created by the resignation of councilperson Lori Stewart. The seat will come up for election in November unless a petition is circulated calling for a special election. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning continued discussion with regard to the bidding process for the Courthouse Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning, or HVAC, replacement project, but they made no decision on the matter. Auditor Dale Sunderman said he visited with various vendors, one of whom was trying to put together a cost estimate. Sunderman says since the cost is expected to exceed $135,000, Iowa code requires there to be a competitive bidding process. The board said there are still too many questions with regard to efficiency and about what kind of system should be installed, or for that matter, if the current room radiators should be retained or replaced. There also needs to be an inspection to make sure the pipes aren't insulated with asbestos. Supervisor Chuck Reakin.
Are we going to go with independent room heating and cooling? Are we going to go with boiler, or what if we can't? We have to decide what we're going to do before we can go out and put an RFP out for anybody to bid on this. So.
Well, that's the problem, because we've got two different types of ways of approaching the problem. One, the new technology, one basically just new technology within the old.
I kind of thought we discussed maybe using the old system with the new furnace.
Board Chair Frank Waters said it looks like they have a way to go before any changes are made to the courthouse system.
This looks like it's a next year project almost.
And in his report to the board, Cass County Engineer Charles Marker said there is currently no road rock available from the local quarries, but they still have some available for the worst roads.
We were able last week to stockpile some rock at different locations, so we are being very selective with the use of that rock, trying to get us by until they do get more crushed, because they not only are out here at Atlantic, they're also out at Stennett, which is the one that services the southwest corner of the county down around Griswold area.
Road crews are being kept busy in the meantime, cleaning out the road ditches and taking care of mowing. Marker said also officials of the city of Lewis had inquired about placing a tornado warning siren within the county road right-of-way by the Lewis School on the south side of town, near where County Roads G43 and M56 form a triangle.
Looking through all of the stuff I could find, the only thing we need to be concerned with from the county standpoint is what they call the clear zone. If a car loses control and gets off on the shoulder of the road, they have enough area to get back on the road without running into obstructions. So that would apply to G43, the Lewis Road itself that curves in front of the school, and M56, the Lake Road. And talking with the city clerk, Carrie Kirchhoff, they want to put it next to a power pole that's already there, which must be closer to the southwest side of it, which would be away from our road. I told her, from my standpoint, if that was the case, I see no problem from a road usage, but she needed to get on the agenda and ask the board for their permission, because you are the authorities of the road right of way.
The Board of Supervisors also reminds Cass County residents that if you see people tearing up dirt roads when they're soft and muddy, call the Sheriff's Department with a description of the vehicle and direction of travel. Offenders will be fined if they are caught. There have been recent incidents of dirt roads being torn up once again. A new report shows 22% of Iowa's rural bridges are structurally deficient. That's the third highest rate in the nation, according to the National Transportation Research Group. The report states that 4,815 of Iowa's 21,939 rural bridges are structurally deficient. Scott Niebauer, bridge maintenance and inspection engineer with the Iowa Department of Transportation, says most of the bridges at issue carry very few vehicles.
You've got over 3,800 of them that have less than 50 vehicles a day. And you've got another about 4,500 of them that have less than 500 vehicles a day.
Most of the old bridges in Iowa deemed structurally deficient have weight restrictions posted. Niebauer says many counties don't have enough money to fix those bridges and choose to focus on the structures that carry the heavy trucks and traffic volume.
That's why some of these stayed deficient for so long, because, you know, it's just on such a low volume road and carry such a small amount of traffic, and the traffic it is carrying, you know, the bridge is adequate to carry that small amount of traffic, and it's not really a hindrance to anybody. So, you know, the county just does the bare minimum to maintain it.
Niebauer notes the term structurally deficient does not necessarily mean the bridge is unsafe.
You know, just because it's structurally deficient doesn't mean that it can't last in that current condition for many years.
According to the report, only Pennsylvania at 25% and Rhode Island at 23% have higher rates of rural bridges that are structurally deficient. Niebauer says it's possible many Iowa counties in the coming years will direct more money toward repairing or replacing old bridges from funds generated by this year's increase in the state's gas tax. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.